Deus in adiutorium meum intende,
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto,
sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
With grateful hymns we sing your praise, O Martha, Mary, Lazarus, who merited to welcome Christ so often to your gracious home. O Martha, with attentive care, preoccupied with many things, spurred on by zeal and sweetest love, you entertained so great a guest. And as with joy you fed the Lord, your sister and your brother both were eager to receive the food of grace and life from his own hand. When he was set to tread the path that leads to death, you served him still. Your sister offered spice and nard, and you your final meal with him. How blessed are you who host the Lord, inspire our hearts to burn with love, that they may ever be for him a place of friendship and a home. All glory to the three in one, and may they grant to us at length that we may enter heaven's home to sing with you eternal praise. Amen. The Lord is my light and my help, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, before whom shall I shrink? When evildoers draw near to devour my flesh, it is they, my enemies and foes, who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart would not fear. Though war break out against me, even then would I trust. There is one thing I ask of the Lord, for this I long: to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to savor the sweetness of the Lord, to behold his temple. For there he keeps me safe in his tent. In the day of evil, he hides me in the shelter of his tent. On a rock he sets me safe. And now my head shall be raised above my foes who surround me. And I shall offer within his tent a sacrifice of joy. I will sing and make music for the Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord is my light and my help, whom shall I fear? I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me. O Lord, hear my voice when I call, have mercy and answer. Of you my heart has spoken, seek his face. It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face, dismiss not your servant in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my help. Though father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Instruct me, Lord, in your way, on an even path lead me. When they lie in ambush, protect me from my enemy's greed. False witnesses rise against me, breathing out fury. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in him, hold firm and take heart. Hope in the Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way the primacy is his. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way the primacy is his. We know that God makes all things work for the good of those who have been called according to his decree. Those whom he foreknew he predestined to share the image of his Son, so the Son might be the firstborn among many brothers. Those he predestined he likewise called. Those he called he also justified. And those he justified he also glorified. Just is the Lord, in justice he delights. Just is the Lord, in justice he delights. He looks with favor on the upright. In justice he delights. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Just is the Lord. In justice he delights. Jesus loved Martha and Mary and their brother Lazarus. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, Quia res pexit humilitatem ancile sue, et ceenem ex hoc beatam et dicent omnes generationes. Quia fecit mici mania qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiae eius a progenie in progenies, dimensibus eum. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordi sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles. Exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Jesus loved Martha and Mary and their brother Lazarus. Let us pray to the Father, the source of all holiness, and ask him to lead us to holiness of life through the example and intercession of his saints. May we be holy as you are holy. Holy Father, you want us to be called your sons and truly to be such. Grant that your holy church may proclaim you throughout the world. May we be holy as you are holy. Holy Father, you want us to walk worthily and please you in all we do. Let us abound in doing good works. May we be holy as you are holy. Holy Father, you have reconciled us to yourself through Christ. Preserve us in your name so that all may be one. May we be holy as you are holy. Holy Father, you have called us to a heavenly banquet. Through the bread that came down from heaven, make us worthy to grow in perfect love. May we be holy as you are holy. Holy Father, forgive the offenses of every sinner. Let the dead perceive the light of your countenance. May we be holy as you are holy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, whose Son called Lazarus back to life from the grave, and was pleased to be a guest in the home of Martha, grant us, we pray, that faithfully serving him in our brothers and sisters, we with Mary may be found worthy to be nourished by the contemplation of his word, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen.